Okay, good evening, everyone. So what I'd like to discuss tonight are the halachas which are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, and they are the halachas of a form of ribis de Rabbanon, which is created or encountered when a person makes a purchase on credit. As follows. The halacha is that if a, technically speaking, whenever there's you purchase something on credit, the seller is giving you a loan, because technically when you purchase an item, the standard understanding is the standard procedure is you pay on the spot. You go into a store, you go to the grocery store, and you want to buy a box of cereal. You pay for the box of cereal and you take it home. That's standard purchase, and therefore money that is meant for a purchase of an item is supposed to be paid when the item is purchased. If the owner of the store or the seller of the item is willing to sell it to you on credit, willing to tell you pay me later, so in essence, he's lending you money, because let's say the $5 that the box of cereal cost, he's lending it to you. He says, fine, you could take the cereal now, and you'll owe me $5. Okay, so that's fine, as long as there's no ribis. Now, where would there be ribis? Well, let's say there is a clear price. This box of cereal clearly costs $4. It's posted. You walk into the store, posted $4 for this box of cereal. And you go over to the owner and say, Hamish's store, and you'd say, I need a box of cereal I forgot that my kids are home for breakfast today, and I ran out of cereal, and they have a friend over, but I'm on the way home from shul. I don't have my wallet with me. I don't check. I have nothing. Do you mind? Can I take it? I'll be back before Shabbos, like I am every week, and I'll pay you. I'll pay you then. So he says, so he thinks for a minute. He says, no problem, but I just have to cover myself, because I know you're a great guy. Things like this happen too often, so you could take it, but it's going to cost you $4.50. And this way, it's worth it for me to take a gamble, because I trust you, but you may forget. And I don't. So I have to cover myself. So fine, you could take the cereal and pay me later, but you have to pay me $4.50. So that, says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, that is also to do. That is also to do, because you're agreeing to pay the higher price, the extra 50 cents, in order to get the loan. Meaning, really, the loan should be, if he would have said, sure, just take it, pay me next time. Fine. So then he lent you $4, you pay him back $4. But now he's lending you a $4 value. The price of the cereal is clearly marked $4, and he's lending it to you only because you're giving him 50 cents extra. So that is Isser Ribis Durabon. It's not Ribis Duraisa, because it's Derech Mekach Umemkar. It's only being done through a business transaction rather than a direct loan, but it's a derabbanan. Now, if the price of the item is not known, let's say it's one of these stores where nothing is priced, and there are no price tags, nothing, no labels on the shelves, and he walks in, he grabs the box of cereal, and he says to the owner, can you do me a favor, the same story, can I pay you next time I come in? And he thinks for a second, he says, yeah, it's $4.50. It'll be $4.50. And the guy says, fine, I'll pay for it. Fine, no problem. That is mutter, because the price, even though the price is really $4, and anybody else, he would have always charged $4. He scans it. It'll come up as $4. But the price is not posted anywhere as $4. Nor did he tell him that, it really normally costs $4, but if you want to pay me tomorrow, it's going to cost you $4.50. He didn't say that. So Memela, the fact that he's paying more is not, it was not put on the table, that is mutter to do. Now, although by other forms of ribis derabanan, very often the intent is what counts, meaning certain types of things where let's say you loaned me money, and as a result, I end up doing you certain types of tovos, which are either during the loan or maybe right after you pay back the loan, which we talked about, ribis mucheris, which typically might be mutter to do because they're the type of things people do for each other, etc. But I know I wouldn't do it. I'm only willing to do it to you because you paid me You pay me this money. I mean, you lend me this money. You lend me the money, so I'm willing to do it. So then that runs into a problem of ribbis, because I'm really paying you ribbis. So that form, or even, now it's only ribbis derabanan, clearly, because there was no kitzitza, but that form of ribbis derabanan is usur, even though nothing was spoken out. Even though I don't tell you, you know what, I'm only going to do it for this reason. It's still, if the maisa, I'm only doing it for you because of your, because of the loan, so that's a problem. But over here, by this form of ribbis derabanan, it's not usur if it's not spoken out. So the Rabbi Kiva Eiger explains in his chiddushim in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eiger explains, because this isser is based on the fact that it's michsi karibis. The isser, we're talking about the isser of paying a higher price for an item because you're buying it on credit, which results in, anytime you buy something on credit, the seller is in essence giving you a loan, and I'm paying him more money. Clearly, it's where it's demonstrable, where it's clearly it's stated that it's that the price is more because I'm paying later, I'm buying on credit. So that's only also because it's michsi karibis. And the mela, if it's not clear, it's not demonstrated because the price was never posted. It was never stated that there is a cheaper price, but you're going to pay. I'm asking you for the higher price because you're paying me later when that was never spoken out. So it's not michsi karibis. And it's mutter. Whereas the other case is if you did me you lend me money, and now I'm going to do you a favor only because you did me that favor, you lent me that money, I'm going to do you that favor there, even if I don't speak it out, it's usur, because there it's not michsi karibis, that is ribis. It's midrabanan, because it wasn't a stipulated deal, but I'm giving you something extra because you lent me money. I'm giving you a bonus now. I'm doing you a favor. I mean, you call me up and say to me, you know, I need a ride to the airport. I hate to have you know spend the money on transportation. Can you do me a favor and take me to the airport? And I say to myself, I'll take you to the airport. You know, I think like I've got nothing to do in my life. You know, okay, Baal Chesed. but I say to myself, one second. The guy I just paid back a $5,000 loan to him, which he was very kind in lending me. So without flinching, I say, sure. What time do you need to go? So that's usur, because I'm giving you that, I'm doing you that tova as a result of the fact that you lend me the money. So that's usur, even though if I don't say it, I don't say a thing. That's usur where it's, you know, unless it's a long time after, but it's ribbis mocheres, and certainly if it's during the time of the loan. Okay, but this type of ribbis is only usur by the sale, by the purchase, only usur if it's michsi, so only if it's clear. So I gave you the case where the guy wants to buy the box of cereal, and any case, a person walks into a store. So the worst offense would be if there are two prices listed, saying you pay now X, pay tomorrow, pay in 30 days, pay whatever, it's X plus.
That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, because it says right there, this is the price if you pay on the spot, and this is the price if you want to, if you want credit.
The daily thing, the gas station.
Okay, so that's talking about a credit card. So okay, so
we'll, and cash.
Right. So we'll,
and your debit card, when you put your debit card, even though it's cash, they consider it as credit.
Oh, so let's get back to that at the end. So
that credit card.
So maybe it's not because of a loan. Maybe that's because they have fees and they have maybe risks involved or whatever. Maybe
it's a debit card.
I know, but I'm saying the debit card. Over. They probably it could be that. Well, let's leave credit cards for a minute. I want to talk about now just a simple case where there are two prices: cash, a little, real credit, credit. Nice, what's it called? A payment plan. A seller financing type of thing. That type of thing where you're paying in cash, but you're not paying it all up front. You're paying it out, right? That's in the end. Now, of course, by the way, we're only talking about when the seller and buyer are both Jewish, because between a Jew and a non-Jew, either way, there's no issur ribbis. So just to clarify that. Talking about when the seller is a Jew and the buyer is a Jew, where there exists an issur ribbis. So then, if there are two prices, clearly stated, it's usur. Now, but hu adin, like you said, if you walk into the store and you ask the guy, what's the price for this item? And he would tell you, he says, this is the price, but if you want it on, if this is the price, but you have to pay me now. If you don't want to pay now, so then I'm going to charge you X. That's just as usur. What happens if you walk into the store and you ask the person what's the price, and he's first of all, if he tells you a price, right? He tells, let's see the box of cereal. You say, you walk in the store, I say, I need a box of cereal for my kids, you know, breakfast. Oh, what's the price? What does it cost? And he assumes you're going to pay right now. So he says, $4. He says, great, I'll thank you, but can you do me a favor? Can I pay tomorrow? I'll be back tomorrow. Can I pay tomorrow? He says, oh, okay, but then, and then he raises the price. That's also just as usher, clearly usher, because he stated two prices. But what happens if you ask him the price, and he says to you, how are you paying? How do you expect to pay? Meaning cash or credit. And you tell him, a credit. So he says, okay, $4.50. Is that mutter? They were never spoken. Again, we're talking about the item's not labeled. It doesn't say anywhere that it costs $4. And you ask the price. And the guy, he doesn't tell you two prices. He just says to you, how are you paying? And he said, well, I really like to pay tomorrow when I come back. When I do my Shabbos shopping, I'll pay you for tomorrow. And he says, okay, fine, no problem, $4.50. So the Bris Yehuda has decided to say that that's mutter. But I saw a number of the others from him. They say, no, that's not mutter. Because when he asks you that question, how are you paying? Why is he asking that question? He's asking by saying, because you asked me how much am I charging, so the answer, I can't give you an answer until I find out how much you're paying. It's another way of saying, if you pay cash, it's one price. If you want it on credit, it's another price. So I don't want to, I know enough not to say two prices. Well, it's four for cash and $4.50 for credit, because I know then I can't, you know, charge you the $4.50. So I just ask you, how much how are you paying? So a number of the firms say that that's us, or it's Ke'ilu. You didn't speak out that there are two prices, but you insinuated. You made it pretty clear that there are two prices. So I saw this Sefer Mishnah's Ribbis. He's even bothered. Like, why would the Bris Yehuda even suggest that that's mutter? So he wants to say perhaps the Bris Yehuda is just talking about a case where he didn't make it so clear. Like, he asked the guy, look, almost like in a matter-of-fact way. He didn't, you know, speak out the question, how much are you paying? How are you paying? In a way that it's like, you know, he basically, the message came loud and clear that if I pay for it now, it's going to be cheaper. No, he said, what's the price? So sure, let me check. By the way, you paying for it now? You know, something like that. It says, well, I was really hoping to pay tomorrow. Yeah, okay, no problem. You're $4.50. So maybe he makes it look like there's anyway only one price. Not because he's trying to fool the guy. He's not trying to fool the guy. He just wants to be able to charge him $4.50 because he's not paying today. I want the 50 cents extra so that I could, you know, to sell him a credit. So I make it seem like, I'll give it that I'm asking the question sort of out of interest rather than that the answer to the question is of how you're paying, that's going to determine the price. He says maybe he means in that case.
I'll call upon tircha?
If there is tircha, if there is really tircha, you could theoretically charge a fee for tircha.
It's not tircha.
Right, I mean, you say, look, oh, you want to pay for it tomorrow? I have to hire a secretary right now to come down and write in the book that you're buying in a credit. That's not really what happens. But,
or I have to do it.
Okay.
Is that 50 cent charge?
Okay, but it's sort of not so realistic to say that, But if there are realistic tircha charges, yes, then, you know, like on a higher scale, on a larger scale.
With the credit card, you have credit card processing fees, right?
Right.
That's what he's charging one.
Okay. So far we're not talking about credit cards. Well, one second. So far I'm talking about just questions like the Hamish's store that those you could pay tomorrow, you could pay in a week, you could pay in a month. In case like you're not using a credit card.
Can you hang up a sign?
What? Can you hang up a sign saying
that anything not paid now will incur charges? And then it's like you adite the hachi or something.
No,
like that.
because then you're saying, I'm going to charge you ribbis. unless you hang up a sign saying there's going to be a 1% processing and handling, you know, tircha fee.
Something like that. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah, if it's a realistic, again, if there's a realistic amount, the itaki, you do have expenses and charges, etc., then yes. Then, but that's not the normal case. Okay, so we'll get to credit cards. I just want to speak at a couple more dinim on the Yetzim thing here. There's a big shaila like this, big machlokas achronim. What happens if there's an item where the price is very clear? That it's let's say the Shulchanach uses yud and yud beis, so we'll use that. The price is very clear. Is it's yud beis. That's 12, whatever. 12 zehuvim for this item. That's every store you walk into. That's the price. It's a set price for this item. And you walk into the store and the guy tells you what if you pay cash, I'll give it to you for 10. So obviously that you could do. You could buy it for 10. But you say, you know what, I appreciate it, but I'm not going to do it. I'd rather you write it in the book. I'm going to take it on credit. So now, could you now charge the 12? Now, because the price of 12 is yadua, but you offer him a cheaper price. So let me explain. So the Chochmas Adam and the Machle Ephraim say that's mutter, because in that case where it's not just his price is 10, but if you want it on credit, it's 12. Because there we'll say, well, the Iker, the real price is 10. The real price is 10. He's only charging him 12 because of the ribbis, because of the financing. But if the real price, no, everybody knows the real price is 12. You walk into any store, even if you pay cash, in most of the, any store on this block, even if you pay cash, they'll charge you 12. He's offering you a deal. He's saying, you know what, give me cash today. You give me cash today. The price is 12, cash or credit. But I say, do me a favor, give me cash today, I'll give it to you for 10. So then the guy says, I'd like to, but I can't. I don't have the cash. I'm just going to pay the 12. So then says the Chachmas Adam, and I'll pay you, tomorrow, right? Chachmas said, that's mutter, because he's not charging you the extra 2 because of ribbis. 12 is the price. He was willing to do you a taiva and give you a bargain, give you a discount if you would pay cash. But if you're not paying cash, then you're just paying the normal price. Usually it's the other way. The normal price is the cash price. And if you want it, pay later. So you have to pay more. That's ribbis. But it says the Chochmas Adam, but if this is the price, and what's the proof that this is the price? Because normally every store sells at 12, even if you pay cash, then you're allowed to give the guy a discount, and if you're allowed to offer him a discount, and even if he turns down the discount, you're allowed to charge the higher price. Says, however, most of the other Achronim are cholik on this, and they say, no, even that you can't do. I think the Yesod being, any time Lamaisa you have in front of you the ability to buy it at a cheaper price, all you have to do is pay now. Pay today, and you'll get it at a cheaper price. So any time you have that ability, and you choose not to, that means you're buying time. You're buying credit. You're saying, thank you very much, but I don't want to pay now. I'd rather hold on to the money for another month, and I'll pay you in a month from now. So I'll pay the extra. I'll pay the extra. So Lamaisa, I'm declining your discount offer so that I can get a loan from you. So at the end of the day, that's what's happening. Even if that's the real price, the 12 is the real price. But the fact that he offered you a discount and you're to pay immediately and you're declining it because you want the loan, you want to hold on to your money. You want him basically to lend you money, give me the item, and don't take my money means lend me the money. So that's still called ribbis. So most are going to hold that's us.
So that's a sword.
Most are going to hold that's us. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Even though you're just going back.
So when the yeshivas give this early bird thing, they're all going to ribbis all the time. They pay $450 now, but if you're going to pay in June, you're going to pay $600.
Okay,
so that ribbis?
No, so that is the main difference there. Now, I'm not going to, Belina, there, since you were, we will go into that, but not tonight. But let me just explain. The main difference there is it's not an item, it's a service. Usually, I mean, you're talking about when they, like, tuition, right? Or camp tuition, or school tuition.
They have a registration fee.
Right.
They want to make money, so they charge you a registration fee. But if you're going to pay it early, we'll give you $450 on the registration fee. But if you're going to pay it 2 months later, it's $600.
So believe that we will come back, maybe hopefully we'll do it next week. I don't want to get into those details now early, but there's a whole discussion about how to do that in a way that is mutter. Chas v'shalom to say that they're over. Okay. No, wait at least one more week until you have the science published, printed. Well, but that was, but that the early bird specials have their own tire of why it could be mutter, and it's not just by service, it works by items too, but we'll get them. But here we're not talking about early bird. Maybe I should really point out the main difference here. Perhaps the really key difference, not the service or an item. The main difference is that here, the shas piron, that you owe me, you owe the seller the money, is really today. When you buy an item, you're walking home with the item, so you really owe the money today. And if you're not paying today, you're paying in 30 days, that means the seller just gave you a loan. Whereas by that case, you don't really owe, technically speaking, owe the money now. It's not, it's talking about the school year, which starts in September. So they're not teaching my kid in September today. Today's May. Today is January, whatever, December. And I'm paying you in December for a service you're going to provide in June or in August. So that's different, right? I'm not getting the service now and holding on to the money. The question is that you're telling me I have to pay you, I must pay you in advance, and then you're telling me, oh, but if you pay me less, if you pay me by January 1st rather than by February 1st, we'll give it to you cheaper, right? That's a different. You see why that's it's a different. Okay, we'll see what, but
I'm just trying to create cash.
Right, I'm just explaining why that's not this sugya, right? That's not the exact sugya we're learning now. It's related, but it's not the sugya we're learning now. Because the sugya we're learning now is where you are taking the item home, it's in your pocket. So what are you doing not paying? Because he said I can pay him tomorrow. Oh, that means he lent you the money. So if he lent you money, that creates a risk.
So I have a question. If I have a wholesale company, and you know, I usually give 90 days or 120 days to my customers. But you know, I called him and I told him, you know, I'm going to sell you a merchandise, but I give you an offer. Pay me cash and I give you 5% off. And say no credit. So it's revealed.
Yes. What?
But even that I'm in need of cash, that's the only reason that I'm doing it. You know, I need to pay other things.
That's fine, but that's why you're willing to do it. You want his money, but if he takes you up on the offer, it's no problem.
The problem is if he doesn't, right?
Okay, so take you up on the offer. So then you want the cash, but you know he didn't bite. You weren't successful. He didn't take you up on the offer. So now he's borrowing the money from you. Now, really, I mean that gets into the machlok. If it's very clear, like the price that you're normally charging is a set price, you know, all over, everybody would charge that usually for cash or credit, so then that would get into the machlokas. But as I said, most poskim still hold that it's usur, even, you know, in that case. Okay, now, the Chavos Das says, though, the following. What happens if you, you create, let's say this situation. Chavos Das is a little bit of an etzah for you. Less is eight. So you offer the guy a deal. You say, look, pay me now and I'll give it to you less. And he thinks about it for a little bit. He says, no, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But it doesn't pay for me. It's not kedai for me. I'll pay you in 30 days, in 60 days, whatever, and I'll pay you the higher price. So the Chavos Das says, if you want, you could say, you know what? Deal's off. I'm not offering it to you for the discounted price, right? The price now... I'm retracting my offer. The price is the higher price, cash or credit, whatever you pay. Even if you pay me cash, you have to pay me the higher price. Meaning, I totally retract the offer. Rip up the papers, virtually. Rip up the paper. The deal is off, and now I'll start a new deal. Say it's only for like again the case of 10 and 12. Till now, but really, let me go back a step. The case of the Chavos Das wasn't where two prices were spoken out. In the case of the Chavos Das was where he offered him he thought he was paying cash, so he said, what's the price of this item? He says 10. He says, fine, but I'm going to pay in 30 days. I know you give credit, I'm going to pay 30 days. So, oh, 30 days, then I wouldn't have told him 10, I would have told him 12, and I don't want to give it, I'm not willing to give it to 10 for 30 days. So then I could say, okay, sorry, I can't sell it to you at 10. I changed my mind, the offer is off the table. The only offer on the table now is 12, cash or credit. And so then, fine, then I can sell them for 12. I repriced it. I changed the price. But then, really, even if he says, you know what, I'll give you the cash, I'll give you the cash, sell me 10. You can't do it. I mean, it has to be real. It's not for sale for 10 anymore. There's a new price here. The price is 12. Is 12. So the Chavos Das talks about that case where only one price was mentioned. Ris Yehuda is noted to say that even if both prices were mentioned to begin with, and then the guy says, you know, you mentioned either you forgot the halacha or whatever it is, or you made a mistake and you told him both prices, and then he wants to take it at the higher price on credit. So even then, the Ris Yehuda is noted to say that, yeah, you could still do the same thing. You could call off the deal and reprice it. There's a sefer, the Shal Shavuz Yaskil Avdi, that he wants to say that even the Chavos Das is not makel in that case. The Chavos Das is only makel in the case when the other price wasn't spoken out. The only thing that was spoken out was the price of 10, the lower price, and the guy says, fine, I'll take it, I'll be paying you in 30 days. And then so you don't want to do that, you want to charge him 12. So then you can say, you know what, I have to recalculate it, looked up my books, I can't sell it for you at that price. I'm marking it up now. I feel bad, but take it or leave it. The price is 12. And he's going to say, because then I'll pay you cash. It doesn't make a difference. The price is 12. That way, because you never actually spoke out both prices. But if you speak out both price, he wants to save in the chavizas, we'll be masking. But Rishud is noted to believe the other way, that it doesn't make a difference. As long as you're resetting the price, it's mutter. Other achronim agree to the chavizas also. It's brought in the number, the Imer Yosha discusses it, and the number of the other achronim also bring down this. There are those, there are chalkim, but many bring down this heter of the chavizas. Then there's, okay, now to run a sale, this you're only offering the sale price for cash only. If you want the sale price, you have to pay cash. Otherwise, it's the higher price.
The same, you know, Revit, no?
Okay, wait, I'm sorry, is that what you said?
Isn't that exactly
what
said before?
With the Chachmasadim and the, okay, so yes and no, meaning, I think you're both right, meaning, for sure, according to those who are a cholik with the Chachmasadim, like I said, most poskim who say, even if the known price is X, you offer the guy a discount, you can't take that price. So those who say that's us, or would for sure say this is us. But I think that this, even the Chachma Sadam would agree. I think everybody would agree that this case where you're setting a sale price, it's us, because the sale price is the new price. That's for you're running a sale on this because you want to sell it. You want it, it's an item that's not going so quickly or whatever it is. Or you know maybe it is a hot item, and if you just lower the price a little bit more than the guy down the block, you know you'll sell it out. You'll make a lot of money. So you're really setting a new price. It's not the case where the Chachma Sadeh was mati was where 12 is the price. I'm giving you a discount because because I like you or whatever else.
It's just a sale price. It's all. The price has changed.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same facts. I think that's the perspective, that when you create a sale price, that's the new price. But I'm only offering it. I'm not accepting cash. I'm not accepting crap. I'm not selling it on credit. This is the new price. When you want it, on credit, I'll give you the old price. I won't give you the new price. But this is there. I think the Achronim say that this is the price. Then it's not like the Chacham Sadam's case, because this is the price now. This is the price is 10. That's really what I'm selling it for. The other thing is, and that's what I'd like, I want people to pay me cash, I want them to buy it. It's not just I'm offering, I'm not creating two-tier pricing. I'm basically selling for this. If a guy says he doesn't want to pay this, and I say, so if to tell him, okay, look, if you won't pay me, if you don't want to, if you won't pay in cash, I'll still give it your old price. That would be also to do, because that's like, they said, like that's the old price. That's not.
Come back tomorrow to get it on credit,
So maybe
you make it a cash-only sale, and you're not allowed to pay on credit.
So you just answer the question, is he allowed to pay credit for more, or is it only, is the sale price only for cash, or is it credit? Like, I'm just wondering. Sure
no, if he labels it two prices, it's awesome. I'm saying, even if he doesn't, what? Sorry?
Sorry.
I'm saying, even if he doesn't label it, but he just changes the prices on sale now for $10. It used to be $12, on sale now for $10, that's all. And the guy, but, cash and carry. Mm-hmm. And the guy walks in and says, I really would like this, but I left my wallet at home or whatever. I get paid at the end of the week. We always do this. So says, okay, for you, I'll do it. Take it and just pay me $12. I'm saying that would be us. That's right. That would be us to do.
Okay. So it's not available for 12 then. It's only available for
12. Right.
Yeah.
I'm making it available to this guy, but that's cool for to do it. Okay. But if you a different case though. Let's say to make a sale where you're only offering it to certain, whatever is priority customers, certain customers who have a certain amount of business with you or whatever other criteria you pay, and they must pay cash, but it's only for them, so that would be okay. Because, again, there's a select group, this group of people to buy, and it's only for sale, but it's a cash-only price, and everyone else is paying 12, but they're paying 12 cash or credit. Right, it's just you're part of this select group, so you're getting a discount because your name is whatever, or because you because you do a lot of business with me, or because, or let's say he wants to give a discount to Chayes Rebbeim. Any Rebbe walks in before Pesach can buy this product for 10 instead of 12, but I need cash. I'll do you the favor to sell now, but I need cash. So then, that is the price for them. The fact that it's for sale for 12, that's for other people. You're charging 12 cash or credit, and the Rebbe, you're selling it for 10. You're not offering it. You're not offering it to him at 12. It's not, he can't choose. You're only offering the price from his 10, but he has to pay right now. So that's okay to do. Okay. Now one more thing. Let's the Shulchan Aruch says, not one more thing.
What if special people pay 10, regular people pay 12, and someone else walks to the door and you know I'm gonna charge you 100, you said that the price has changed now. Can you just flip whatever you want to, or is that exactly right? It's because it's well above market, and you're charging this guy $100 for no apparent reason. Like, well, now it's $100.
It's not real. So, you mean Oh No? It might be Oh No.
Oh No, you can't. Maybe not that high. Maybe let's make 15 in our case, but not.
Okay, so what's and why are you doing it? Because he's paying? Because
yeah,
he wants
you know,
some credit?
People come in, I just charge different prices for no apparent reason. You know?
Well,
could
well,
that be Rivas? Or, you know,
well,
how much does the market price affect when you go over?
So I'm saying if you're charging him that only if he doesn't pay now, yeah, if you tell him, you know, this guy, I want more money from, so you tell him, what's the price? 50. He says, wait a minute, I'll give you cash. Okay, fine, give me cash. It's 50. If you tell him, no matter what, it's 50, then, yeah, then that's,
so
there's no Rivas.
You have the opportunity to charge, basically, assuming no or not. Whatever.
I can say, it's nothing to do with Rivas. It might be other problem. It might be another problem. It might be Bein Adam L'Chaveir, or it might be, Losis Nesachicha, blah, blah, blah. There could be other problems there, but it wouldn't be a Rivas problem as long as you're telling him, cash or credit. Yeah, this is the price, my friend. Okay, now, a couple more points. If you, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you did the deal already. You did the deal already, and it, you already sold it to him for, you made up with him 10, the lower price, and he's gonna pay cash, and the lower price. Whether he knew there was a higher price for 12, but or whatever it is, but Lamais, he's willing to pay the lower price. So, he's willing to pay cash and take it at the lower price. And you give it to him, and he's kone it. Let's see, Mamash makes a kinyan, he lifts it up, puts it in his pocket, whatever, he makes a physical kinyan. Then you could say, by the way, let me clear. You're selling it, you sell to him at a lower price on credit. I mean, you know that you can't, you told him already, let's say, Lamash, okay, let's say this. He walks into the store, and you figured he's going to pay cash, and he says, what's the price? You say 10. He says, great, can I pay you in 2 weeks? And then you have charata that you said 10, but it's too late. You know the halacha. You can't. So you say, okay, fine, pay me 2 weeks. I'll do it for you. And then you do the transaction. He gets the thing. And before we say, by the way, listen, do me a favor. If you pay me right now, I'll give it to you for you know less. You owe me right now. You owe me $10 in 2 weeks. If you give me $9 right now, and it's yours for $9. So that you're allowed to do, and even if he says no, I'm going to pay you in 2 weeks the 10. That's fine, because now it's no longer a sale. He owns it. It's finished. The sale is over. Now there's a chov. He owes you money. So anytime a person owes me money, I'm allowed to give him a break if he pays me earlier.
So the way to do it in the wholesale is to close the sale, and then to tell him, I give you an offer right now.
That's what the Sefer Mishnah's Rebbe points out. This would be a way to do it, exactly.
Yeah,
that you close it, but also he's got to make a kinyan, like he's got to do something. Maybe, so I don't know if you're talking about things that aren't on the spot here. Maybe a kinyan chalipin, some sort of kinyan. He's got to be kone. It's got to be, because money is not kone, right? You don't make a kinyan on metaltel and on movable items with money. So Pashi would have to make some sort of kinyan with him. But
for example,
what kind of kinyan? Well, maybe chalipin. You know, if he gives you his pen, like you do with, he gives you his pen,
okay.
And you lift this pen and says, "Okay, but I'm, by my acquiring this pen, I'm giving you ownership of this stuff, and then you give him back the pen." So that would be kinyan chalipin. So then he would own it through.
Yeah, the selling's already closed. It's already built.
Right, but it has to be a kinyan. It has to be more. His pasha has to be a kinyan. He has to halachically own it. Because when a sale is closed, even though he's obligated to follow through to keep his word, but he doesn't mean he owns it yet, right? A person is buying something for money. Other than, I'm not talking about real estate. I'm talking about movable items. He doesn't own it through transfer of money.
What is the lahik? What will be to own it?
So I said, well, either actually physically taking it, Meshicha, Hagbah. So Chalipin. That means the Lokeach, the buyer, gives you his pen or some other item. He gives you his pen. You lift up his pen and say, by my taking, acquisition of this, I am hereby being Makne to you. I'm transferring ownership to you of all the stuff we just discussed. Now he owns it, now he can give back his pen. So he owns it. That would be it. Okay, so that would be an eight, so that how you could do it. But the deal has to be over. If you suggest it before the deal's over, and he says no, then you're stuck because you can't charge him the higher price. It has to be only once the deal is closed and he owns it, and now it's just a debt. He has a debt to you, so I can give him a discount. Pay me early, and I'll give you a break on your debt that you guys do that. Okay, and there was one. I think there's one more nakuda I wanted to say. Oh yeah. What happens before credit cards? We'll see. We'll try to get them. What happens if you did this. You did a deal like this. You didn't know the halacha or whatever, you forgot. And you made up, you told them two prices, and or a case where the price was well known, that it's 10, everyone knows it's 10, and he says, I'd like to buy this, but I don't want to pay you now or pay you 2 weeks. I say, fine, no problem, $12. $12, yeah, I thought it was 10. No, $12. But so you did it already. Now he owes you $12. And So you over that for him to pay you $12 now would be an iser derabanan ribis. So the maisa he only owes you 10. If you had offered him 10 to pay right then and you ended up charging him 12 because he wanted credit, you can't collect that $2. La maisa, even though he held on to it, he held on to your money basically for the 2 weeks of the 30 days, you're only allowed to collect 10. Or the question is, so let's say you say to him, well, when you find this out, or he tells you, he said, I just spoke to my rabbi, and I don't know you, I can only pay you $10. I'm not even allowed to pay you the $12. So there's money. So he said, well, very, very nice. Well, then give it back to me. I'm not, you know, because you feel maybe you're taking advantage of it, you think that it's, whatever. So you want the item back. So, and it's assuming it's still around, it's intact, and it wasn't a sandwich. It's something, it's around, it's intact, and you can take it back. So could you demand it back? So Rabbi Kivager talks about these things. He brings Rabbi Kivager on the base of Machlokas here. He says that according to the Rambam, the Lokeach would have to give it back. We have to give it back, but he brings the Talmid Rashba that no, the Mekach is Kayim, Bein Ala Mocher, Bein Ala Keach, and the Lokeach could give him back the money, pay him the money, the lower amount, and keep the thing. But Rabbi Kivager says it could be that's only by a case where both prices were spoken out, where he offered you 10 if you would pay. He offered you had the right. It was discussed that if you'll pay now, you'll get it for 10, and you opted to pay on, you know, to buy it on credit and pay 12. So then that's where the Talmid Rashba says that the guy can insist you give it back. But let's say he never offered you 10. It was just that it was one of these cases where 10 was known to be the price. It was advertised at 10. Lamashal, it was advertised, but he never said a thing. And he walks into the store, and the guy says, oh, I'd like to buy one of these, but I'm not going to pay for another, you know, whatever. So, or even the price is on the shelf. It says $4 for the box of cereal. And you walk over there and say, do me a favor, could I buy this box of cereal and pay you when I come back on Friday? And you say, sure, but I'm going to charge you $4.50. And he never offered you for $4. And he said, okay, fine. And then you come back and you say, I discussed with my Rav, and it was a mistake. I can't pay the $4.50. So if the box of cereal is still around, that would be a case perhaps where you could tell me the Rashba maybe would agree that you can't insist on it. That the Lokeach cannot insist on keeping it. Right, I'm sorry. Right. In other words, say the other way around. The Rambam would agree, perhaps, in that case, Rabbi Kivager, that the Lokeach can't insist on keeping it and paying the lower price. Because he never offered you at the lower price, even though it was that was the regular price for that was on sale for. But if you had asked him right away, I want to pay, I want to keep it later, even if it was not marked, he says, I'm not willing to sell it. I never offered it to you. I never offered you at the lower price. If I offered you two prices and you chose the higher price for credit, then the Rambam says, okay, look, you chose it, so we did an Isser, but I don't have to pay you. I don't have to give it back to you now. I don't give it back to you. But if you never offered me the lower price, then it could be everyone would agree that if it's intact, I do have to give it back to you. For sure, let's say they chopped in the middle. Let's say he owes the money in 30 days. And then they realize after 2 days or something, the mocha, lokech, whatever, they realize that it was a mistake. They weren't allowed to do this. And the guy, and he says, the guy calls him up and says, by the way, we just made this deal. I owe you the money in 3 days. I just discussed with my Rav and I figured out that I can't pay you the two. I'm sorry, I'm only going to pay you the 10. Then for sure he could ask, he says, well, either pay me today or give it back. Right? That's for sure. The only machlokas is when the time is up, the 30 days are up, the item is still intact, and the mocher is willing to take it back. But the lokeach wants, I don't want to give it back to you, I'm going to pay you the lower price. So that's where there's a machlokas rishon. But if it's before the zman, the guy says, well, I'm not willing to lend you the money if you're not giving me the ribbis. I understand. Okay, I can't charge you ribbis. We say, fine. But that doesn't mean I have to go through with the loan. Either pay back the loan then right now, or give me back the item. And therefore, the guy can't say, no, I'm going to hold on to it. And, there for sure, the guy, if that guy only wants to pay the lower amount, he for sure would have to give it back. Okay, when it comes to credit cards, so a number of the sarms say, like I think everyone assumed, like you assumed, and Parsons had assumed that that the same thing applies. That if you walk into a gas station, assuming it's a Jewish gas station, and cash price is this and credit price is this, so according to what you're saying, you can't do it. Clearly stated two prices.
Like a loan, it's a loan for a different company, isn't it?
Okay, so a number of the Sfarim say it's usur, but I did see, and I must admit, it always struck me really like what you're saying. And then I saw Baruch Hashem in the Sefer called Birchas Aryeh quotes Rav Gershon Bess from Los Angeles. He's Birchas Aryeh is a Rav in Los Angeles, Aryeh Adler, and he quotes Rabbi Bess also from Los Angeles that there's b'chal not a problem with the credit cards, because a credit card is basically, the credit card company is basically saying to the merchant, to the vendor, he says, do me a favor, sell this to my friend here, and I'll take care of it. I'll make you good. Sell it to him at whatever price, and I'll pay you. So by the vendor, by the merchant, the seller giving me the item, he is lending money to the credit card company. They're the ones who are promising to pay him back by giving me the item. So they owe him money. Now it's between me and them. I owe them money, but that's nothing to do with the. So they're assuming the credit card company is a non-Jewish firm. So I owe them money. And anytime I don't pay my bill on time, I pay them ribbis, but I pay them interest, but that's okay. They're not Jewish. So they say, but I'm not getting ribbis from the store owner. The store owner's, I never owe him any money. And he brings a raya from the fact that what happens if the credit card company goes bankrupt. So he says, nothing to do with me. I don't owe the store money. It's, you take you know, the stores to take them to court or you collect from them. I don't owe you the money. I did the purchase of the credit card. I'm good. Now, I did see another Sefer Mishnas Ribbis. He has a long discussion about credit cards.
The price for the gas is $4. Right. The fact that they charge you more than $4 is because you're using the credit card.
Fine, but that doesn't mean they're lending me money. But they're not lending me the money. Because I'm not the one I didn't borrow any money from. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, he's a guy. He's allowed to lend me money.
So why is paper also? Luyitzur would be backed up by the government. So I have the gold. If we can't say it's derech, the derech no, that, is to pay with a credit card. That's so good for economics.
Okay,
that's
it might be the derech golem, but
it's everything in cash. Well, so sure, in a loan. It's not the same thing. That's if you happen to default, they're going to pay you backward. This
yeah.
It's a loan.
It's a Visa or MasterCard is telling this store owner, yes, if Friedman walks into your store and wants to buy this item up to his credit limit of $5,000, whatever it is, $25,000, whatever it is, you sell it to him and on us. It's on us. We'll take care. We'll make sure that you get your money. And you get your money right away or practically you get money. Yeah. We'll collect from Friedman. So fine. So then I mean, I didn't, the store, the Yid who I bought from didn't lend me anything. So he tain is there for a best tain is that there's no shayla, there's only it's mutter.
That's right.
Now I don't know if
the owner is getting an extra 20 cents because he's selling you more.
Right, but he's not lending me the money. This owner is not lending me the money.
He's selling you the product for more money.
But he's lending the money. He's lending the money to the Visa company. They owe him the money. The Visa company is saying, if you sell the product to Friedman, we will pay you, and we'll pay you more than your price. Your price is $4 a gallon. We'll pay you $4.20 a gallon. We'll pay you $4.20 a gallon because you're letting him take the gas. We owe you the money.
If there's Yidden that are CEOs and the
okay, then that throws a monkey wrench into this whole. Yeah, we're going to. Okay, so that's again. It's a whole. But Pasha is just stock, plain stock, where you're not a like you say Amanda Omar. You could yes, but that's a again a different discussion.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Are you staying for Mara? Because I need to.
Yeah.
I need to have in Mara.
Helps a lot. I had eye surgery, didn't go so well. So my eyes are dry, and helps with light, helps with brightness in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you moving?